Ellsworth Kelly moved to upstate New York in 1970, 1 year before he began work on this series. He purchased a home in Spencertown and soon found a studio to rent in the nearby town of Chatham. While driving down Main Street, Kelly spotted a two-story building with large 12-foot windows on its second floor.
When I saw those windows, I said, oh, that's going to be good. And went up and I said, oh, this is perfect.
Constructed in 1871, the building had many functions before Kelly transformed it into his studio. Known as Katie's Hall, as a sign on its facade proclaims today, the street level had several storefronts, but over the course of the decades, the space above served many purposes.
It was a basketball court for a while, and a theater. The stage had a hole.
A prompter's box.
And I went down through it, and I picked up all kinds of mementos. Well, for instance, cards of magicians, because it was a place where they all performed.
This space, which was his first studio outside of his home, inspired Kelly to new levels of ambition for his work in terms of scale and experimentation with a single form. The approach that Kelly took in the Chatham series has its roots in the work produced during his long stay in France in the early 1950s. In the adjacent gallery are 40 collages he made in 1951, for a proposed book titled Line, Form, Color. In these collages, Kelly demonstrated how simple elements yield infinite possibilities for visual experimentation. These concepts provided Kelly with a vocabulary that has continued to nourish his work ever since.